The International Olympic Committee has banned Iraq from allowing athletes to compete in the upcoming games in Beijing. The IOC says the newly formed government did not comply with registration rules.
Iraqi National Committee, Olympic Committee, was replaced by the Iraqi government with people who have not been recognized by the IOC.
Gordon Hilton, professor of law at Marquette University, believes there are other reasons for the barring.
I think there's some concern that about the stability of the current Iraqi government, the fact that it's, at least in the minds of some people, being propped up by the U.S. military, you know, I think has politicized the Olympic issue in Iraq.
The scholar says it's difficult for the IOC to avoid politics, even in its own assembly.
Well, it's an independent, autonomous entity that, in a sense, selects its own leadership from its own ranks. But, of course, that is also a kind of a political process.
Only 7 Iraqi competitors were planning on attending the Games. Hilton says the IOC can change its mind, but he adds it's unlikely. Brian Moon, Wisconsin Radio Network.